At every baby naming, there is a chair that's designated for Elijah the prophet or for Miriam the prophet. If either of them wants to come and join us, so they're welcome here, obviously, and I'm sure there'll be a great brunch for them afterwards, too. This is the chair that we've designated for Elijah this morning, and so we'll ask Sarah to give the baby for a moment to Grandma Shirley, who's going to hold her in Elijah's chair. So it's actually a pretty powerful symbolism. So many of you know we leave a cup for Elijah at the Passover Seder every year and a chair at every Brit Milah or baby naming. And the idea is that one day, we don't know when, Elijah the prophet will come in order to whisper in our ears that it's time for us to encounter the world very differently, that instead of hatred and racism and inequality, that there will be dignity and peace and justice for all human beings. And with every baby that's born, we wonder what role might this child play in helping to bring about that kind of redemption in the world? What role will she play in helping bring us all toward a world of greater understanding, of empathy and sympathy, and of deeper love? And so we start the ceremony with all the great hopes and dreams of how she might partner with Elijah the prophet and many of us to help walk toward a world of justice.